You talked upstairs about maybe re-finding the culture at Purdue. Talk a little bit about that, and is that part also of maybe your growth as a coach and all the various stops you've been?
Well, I think it's not something that you want to get away from. You know, it's something that you want to continue, and that's something that we've wanted to continue. But I think it lies in your personnel, and it really lies in people wanting to win. And when you walk out of that locker room, do they buy what you're selling? You know, are they? And we talk a lot about, you know, deferring to others, being selfless, you know, sacrificing, doing those things to help your team win. Because at the end of the day, when you're at a tailgate and you're in your 40s, the only thing they care about, did you win or didn't you? They don't. Nothing else comes out. Did you win the Big Ten championship? What did you do in the NCAA tournament? Did you win? And that's what's important. And, you know, having an agenda or, you know, your minutes or your playing time or, you know, your shots is more important than the team, then I did a poor job of bringing you to Purdue. And that's the reason when I always say that, I put that on myself because it is on me. That is my responsibility to bring guys in that share that. And I voice that and I talk about it all the time in recruiting. But it's also my responsibility to figure out if they're giving me a real yes or a fake yes. It's been real enjoyable. I would just say that. Starting in the spring, coming into the fall. I love our freshmen. I love our returners. It's been fun to go to work again.